We're in Halacha Daled, are we? Where it says kuspar, which means coriander. Third line, which page? Zayim Rav? Okay. Yeah. Kuspar shizrua b'chatzer. You have a coriander seed, which is I don't know what these means. I'm just telling you what the English are. It's a type of seed. Shizrua b'chatzer, which is planted in your yard. The kartim olive olive, you can peel off leaf by leaf, vochel and eat it. If however after you peeled off the leaves, you combine them all together, so that's like a mini pile, a mini miruach, and your chayev. Haseya, savory, ezov, hisap, bakuranis, thyme, shebechater, all these things in their courtyard. Imayun dishmarin, if the courtyard is safeguarded, so chayav in there in the place of their chayev because of the nature of the courtyard. Let's go to the Gemara because over here.
Kuspar is similar to the grapes, where
yeah, right. They must have something to do with the way they grow, which we don't know exactly.
So why is kuspar mentioned in addition to
the grapes? It doesn't grow in grapes in clusters, though. It grows in leaves. Leaves. Same principle, but different fruit. That's why. Okay. On the Zaynum base, Tanim Shem Rabbi Nechemia, which is three lines before the lines get wide. We thought maybe there's an opera tonight. What? An opera tonight.
No.
Okay. Tzadim Shem Rabbi Nechemia. The third line before the lines get wider, you sign them a base. Tzadim Shem Rabbi Nechemia. You got it?
The third line before it gets wide?
Yeah. This is a very interesting halacha because it has to do with Erevin. You have a courtyard which is hoed. They hoe the courtyard. But courtyards are like supposed to be like yards, but you're actually cultivating it. Harei kusada. That gives the status of the field, of a field. Volkhin b'soch harei, and it's not koveh for maisrus. You could still snack in it. Because since it's cultivated, you know, it's being farmed, so it's not a courtyard. It's a field. Okay? I'm Rabbi Simloy. Rabbi Simloy said, I love Rabbi Nechemia. Those are Rabbi Nechemia in this regard. Tana, we learned. That's only, of course, Zora Ruba Petura. If you planted the whole thing, the majority of the thing, then it's exempt. Not a Ruba, however, what happens if you didn't plant, but rather, we didn't plant, in Hebrew there are two different words in English, they're not. You didn't plant grain, but rather you planted trees in most of your yard. In other words, you have a very shady yard. So then, chayevis, that's not considered, that doesn't make it into farmland. What makes it in farmland? Only if you plant grain. But if you plant trees, it doesn't make it farmland. So therefore, it's still you're still not allowed to snack there. Okay, you're only allowed to snack if it has status of farmland, if it's planted with seeds, grains, vegetables, stuff like that. So planted with trees, that's considered to be kind of ornamental, and then it's not mechayev and trumus. It's not. That doesn't take away the chi of trumus and maizes from the yard. Lav dafka, any type of tree. Doesn't matter. Okay?
If you plant fruit trees, you're planting it for the fruits. Yeah. So it's more than just fruit. That doesn't matter.
Oh, I see. Fruit berry trees say it's more reason to be allowed to snack. But no, it doesn't matter. Nice half amina? Doesn't make a difference. Says more? What's the opposite here? Oh, that's a tie, yeah. It's obviously a mistake, yeah. Yeah. Gina Sade, but the same idea.
Just the time of year you got to pull up.
Somebody fixes it. I think the Ridbaz fixes it. But you're right. It's the opposite gears of that. Amar Rav Chisra, he said, Vusha Nata L'Noya Shulchotzer. This is as long as the trees are planted for the ornamentation of the yard. So it makes a difference if they're fruit or non-fruit bearing, as long as they're ornamentation of the yard. So then the yard still is mechayim and trumas and maestros. The two different statements each learn from each other. This one learns from that one, meaning zara ruba petura. That when do I say that if you plant the most of it, it's pot that you probably have chayv again, right? Yeah, so tree petura. Zara ruba petura. When do I say that if you plant the most of it with seeds, it's exempt? In other words, that it's exempt from trumas mice, it could still snack. That's who should tell you that there is. If it's hoed and cultivated, in other words, it has to be not just planted, but also cultivated. The other case learns in that case, the first second case learns in the first case. It is if it's old. Sharei Kesodim, when we do say it's like a field or a gino, whatever the gears that you have there, who should eat their ruba? It's only if a majority of it is cultivated and not a minority was cultivated. Okay? Back to the Mishnah. Yudzayin Rauch. Tena Shiomedes, which is the sixth line down from the top of the Arman, Zion Ralph. Got it? Tena Shiomedes Bukhatr. You have a fig tree which is standing in the yard. Venoite lagina, and it's inclined towards the outside of the yard. It's ochel kedarko. You're allowed to eat from it normally in the gina, in the outside of the yard, which means in your field. Upatin, you're exempt. Or vice versa. Menas begin if the tree is standing in the field. Venoite lechotzer is inclined into the yard. In that case, you have to eat. Oh, you're only exempt if you eat one by one because there was no miruach here. But if you eat more than one at a time, then you're chayim. You're not allowed to snack anymore. Omeres baretz v'noy til chutz laretz. Yeah, I thought you weren't coming tonight. The meeting ended. Oh, the meeting ended early. Should we solve all the problems in Skokie Shiva?
Everything's solved. You can be happy. Everything's wonderful.
Okay. You sound so convincing. Okay. Omeres Martz and Neitel Chutzarts. I need a piece of paper. I think I have one right here. Yeah. Okay, general principle is like this. If you have a tree, let's take the case before. You have a tree which is inside a yard. Here's a yard, right? There's a yard. Here's a tree. Okay, the foliage, we go, at, even though the in the cases in the Reish of the Mishnah, even though the trunk is in the yard, we follow the guy standing out here, we follow the din of the foliage. Okay? By Shabbos, it is true too. By Shabbos, the foliage is just arriving, it is just arriving. Doesn't go by the trunk of the tree. We'll see where it goes back to the trunk of the tree. We're Mishnah going to bring down exceptions. We're going to get there. Okay? If it's standing in Eretz Yisrael, this is Israel, and this is Chutz Laretz, so then, or vice versa, or and inclines to Chutz Laretz, Hakol Holech Achar Ikar. In this case, you say it differently. So it's in the Reish of the Mishnah vis-a-vis Maitzris. You go after where the foliage is, where the fruit is. In other words, if the fruit is here, so then the fruit is there. But in the Reish of the by Eretz Yisrael, since we're going after where the nourishment is derived from, that's the primary issue. So therefore it depends where the trunk is standing. The trunk is standing in the land of Israel or outside the land of Israel. Okay, is that clear, the difference? It makes sense, right? The first part of Bisbe Trumus and Maestros has nothing to do with where it's going to derive its nourishment from, because on the tree it's exempt anyway, right? It's the only way you take it off the tree that it's chayim. So therefore the foliage is outside, so then it's considered to be outside. We did have some, we had something like that somewhere. I forget exactly where, but we did have something like that somewhere. Maybe a shmita, right? Tree is just named part of the so far. Could we add there? Ubati arechoma. I don't really fully understand what bati arechoma has to do with trees. But the thing is like this: if you have a tree, I'm telling you what a dialogue is. If you have a tree which is standing inside a based arechoma, a walled city, so then the tree it gets to be sold forever. It doesn't go back in Yovel. You have a tree outside of Beis Yerchoima, then it goes back in Yoim. So here too we go after where it's deriving nourishment from. It's similar to Halacha of Eretz Yisrael, because it has to do with the status of the tree. Ubari Miklat, however, again, this is only vis-a-vis this Halacha, now we change back. Yer Miklat. This is the Yer Miklat, right? There's the same Miklat. And here is the poor idiot killer. The unintentional killer. So, Kalah comes to Goel Hadav, and he shoots him. And that is completely mutter. Why is that? He's outside the tree, right? Because the foliage is outside. Okay? Depends where the foliage is. Yushalayim elachacharnof is vi meiser sheni. Loch is that fruit, once it enters Yushalayim, it can no longer redeem it. If it's Meiser Sheni, you must eat it, right? So that's also depends, it goes after where the foliage is. The foliage is outside, so then it's outside Yushalayim, foliage is inside, it's inside Yushalayim. All that is contingent on where it actually is. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. How did the Tamar and Yudzayin a base? I don't know where it is anymore since you have my Gemara. It's in the white lines already.
Last word of the third white line.
Last word of the third white line. Potter. Now there are going to be a couple of probably gears of changes here. That which you said that the guy who eats is exempt from Trumas Umaisos, he can snack. By Mebegino, it's where the guy is standing underneath here. If he's standing down here and eating from the fruit up here, that's okay. He's exempt from Trumas Umaisos, right? And that which said in the Mishnah that if he eats one by one, it's exempt. But he combines it together, he's liable. By Mechatzis, where he's standing in the yard itself, underneath there. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, kumi Rabbi Zira. This is a fat, by the way. This is amazing. We're about to learn. This is so contemporary. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, kumi mamish litvish. This is the most litvish Gemara I've ever seen. Okay, ready? After that introduction, better be good, right? Rabbi Yirmiya boy. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, kumi Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Yirmiya asked in front of Rabbi Zira. Why suddenly tell us b'dukrani ma'ol? This is a classic Rabbi Yirmiya question. Rabbi Yirmiya asked where the guy is standing in one area, but he's taking the fruit literally means a sharp pay from the other side. What's the status? Okay? So that's the question. And the Gemara doesn't resolve it here. Okay, flash. Dilma. Rabbi Zirov, Rabbi Abba, Barkana, Rabbi Levi, Hava Yosvin, they were sitting. Vava Rabbi Zira Mikanter Le'elin Dagarata. Rabbi Zira was mocking those who get involved in learning Agarata. Vava Tzavachlon. And he said about those people who learn Agarata, Sifrei Kosmin. They make Torah into magic and frivolous sermons, I guess, would be the right word. Didn't I tell you it was a literature, Gemara? Omar Le Rabbi. Yeah. Omar Le Rabba, Rabbi Abba Bar Kakano. So Rabbi Abba came to their defense, said, Lama at Mekantar alone, Why are you mocking the people who darshan agadatas? Shal v'inon megivin loch. Ask them and they'll give you a good response. You'll see that they do a good job. Amar le, so Rabbi Zira said, okay, ma'u adein d'chsim. What is that which the pasuk says? I wrote on the side of my Gemara, look at the pasuk, and I didn't. Let me just get an English dilemma, because I never heard of this pasuk before. And I really should look it up. Okay, the pasuk is like this. Ki chamas til mayin vavirav. Ki chamas adam todeka. Sheris chemos tachkor. Very cryptic pasuk. So the way the Koran here translates it, it is, for the JPS, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. That's kichamas odam todecha. And sheris chemas tachkor, thou wilt gird thyself with the remainder of wrath. Very cryptic thing. Again, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, thou wilt gird thyself with the remainder of wrath. Okay? That's the translation of the pasuk. So, Psalms 76:11. Okay? You can obviously tell that I've never went through all of Tillim. Okay. So he said, so I'll tell you what it means. I have a good pshat. The pshat is, when a person thanks God for the anger directed against him in this world, sheris chemos tachkor b'olam habaru, impede upon him from getting. Tachkor means here impede, literally restrain or hold back. It'll impede upon him for getting the rest of his afflictions in the world to come. In other words, if you thank God for being afflicted in this world, so it cools off Gehenna for you after you die. Okay? Amar lei. What? Right. So Amar lei, Rabbi Zira said, baloney. Doesn't say baloney here, Gerard, but it says it in my Gemara. Amar lei, so he said, but who says that? I'm shy of the apostle. That's Rabbi Zira. Oh, name, I may say like this. Ki chamas adam todecha ba'olam hazeh. When the tzaddikim, when the tzaddikim thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for giving them afflictions in this world. Wait a minute, I read the wrong. Oh, neimar ki chamas adam todecha ba'olam haba. Right. When the tzaddikim thank you. Since the tzaddikim thank you in Olam Haba for all the afflictions you gave them, because it was their own benefit, so therefore she'eris chaimos tachkor b'olam hazeh. You should here the tachkor doesn't mean to restrain, but the exact opposite, to gird yourself with. So you should gird them with all sorts of afflictions in this world in order to complete their affliction. Again, let me say it outside. The Rabbi Zira said, maybe this is the pshat in pasuk, that since the tzaddikim were going to thank you, Olam Haba, for all that you did to them in this world because they're for their own benefit, so really pour it out on them in this world. Okay? Give them as much as possible in order that they shouldn't have any problems in the world to come. Maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said he had a third pshat in pasuk. He said, when you arouse your anger on the Rishoyim, tzadikim roim mat oiselohem, the tzadikim see what you're doing to them. Chemos means to see in Aramaic. Chemos means to see. The tzadikim see what you're doing. They thank your name. So they have three pshat in the pasuk. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, this is my amazing line. He mahi hapcha, you turn it over. He mahapcha, and you turn it over again. Lo shamina mina kluma, we don't learn anything from it. In other words, this is exactly what I told you. Agadata is meaningless. You can change it and distort it and do with it as you please. Yirmiya, getting back to Yirmiya. What's the next word? I have a b'nei tzur, build the rock of dukrinischa, of your question about the spear. The tavamin klum, it's better than all this agadata stuff. In other words, a question in lomdis, such as what's the din if you stab the fruit on the other side of the fence? vis-a-vis Maestros. A question like that in Lomdas is far better than all this Agarata business. Because the Agarata, you could twist and turn in any direction. Halacha is either Mutter or Usser. There aren't all sorts of twists and turns one could take. So,
remember, he's the one that never smiled.
Zir never smiled? Is that the one? Yeah? Can I say it? I don't remember. But, did he never smile? Could be. So the bottom line here, he tries to, Kavanaki says, you know, right, Rabbi Zira is not going to denigrate the significance of Agarata, because in somewhere else he does praise Agarata, but only some kinds of Agarata. I guess the ones that Darshan Pesukim him, I don't know. Alright. Out we go. Now we're getting back to Bati Arechoma. Tamatim learnt over there. Kol Shum Lifni Minachoima, anything which is within the wall of a walled city. Areu Kabati Arechoma is all considered to be like the walled city, and that means that once it's sold after a year, sold forever. Chutz Minasodas, except for fields within the walls. Rameir Omer Afasodas, Rameir says, even the field. My time with the Rabbani, what's the logic of the rabbis who exclude fields? Because we come abais. Says the house arises and becomes that of the new owner after 1 year. And the yellow bias only know this is true about houses. Minayin l'rabos bote bada, I know it's true about alapresses, uboros and cisterns, sichin, dugouts, umoros and caves, umerchatzos and bathhouses, vishavachos and tovkats, umigdolos, and all sorts of, the Rakavanoki says, large closets connected to the ground. Tambulomar Shabrika says everything in the city that all has the same halacha. Yachlav Asodas doesn't even apply to fields. No, Tambulomar, because the pasuk says bais, that's being similar to a house. My bais shum yuchad shum beis dira, house which is similar, which is used serves for dwelling. Avko shum beis dira, so to anything else that serves for dwelling. Yatsu sados, it precludes fields. Shainam beis dira, which are not a dwelling place. Maita d'armei, what's the larger armei, includes fields. Become a bais, it says the house should arise. And the el bais, only see a house. Minai l'chabos, I don't know that includes. But they body in all presses. Boy, cistern, sichin, dugouts, moros, caves, mechatzos, bathhouses, shavachos, dovkats, umigdolos, large closets, veasados, and fields as well. Tamulomar, Sheber, all that which is in the city. So my hunch is that our mission, which talked about a tree in the city, I mean, that's the city, Mistome, would seem it's going like Rabbi Meir, that holds that the Sada has a din of the house of the Sada has a din of the city itself. Okay? Tani, we learned. Habayis Haboni Bichoima. What about a house which is built into the wall? Whose house in Tanakh was built in the wall? Famous personage. Very good. Oh, very good. Rachav's house, right. Very good. Okay, Tanya, Vaisa Boni Bechema, Enokabati Arechema. It goes back in the Oivo, because it's not like the house in the city. Divra Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says it is in the city, because the outer wall of the house. Outer wall of the house is the wall. That's sufficient, it's within the wall. So it's a question, what about this house which is in the wall? Is it within the walled city? Or is it part and parts of the wall, and therefore, by definition, outside the walled city? Rabbi Yehuda Darshan, we have a kriya ksiv here. It says asher lo choma with an aleph. We don't read it lo with a vav. Now, the truth is, I don't know. By us, lo with a vav and lo with an aleph sound exactly the same. So I don't know how we can call this a kriya ksiv. But maybe in the old days there was some difference in enunciation between low with a vav and low with an aleph.
It's called a what?
Low with the aleph is pronounced.
It's low and low. I don't know. Low.
What is it called?
What? Yeah, low with a snicker with a thing afterwards. Yeah. What?
What is it called? The difference?
No. I'm making it up. There is no inherent difference that I know of. Oh, kriuk siv. The way it's written and the way it's read. We have that very often in the Torah, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's even though it's written with an aleph, asher lo chomo, it sounds like it doesn't have a wall. Asher lo chomo, we read it with a vav. which means it's got to have a wall. So this house doesn't have a wall. Rabbi Shimon Darish Asher Lo Choma with an Aleph, which means even if it doesn't have a wall, now of course it's got to have a wall, but what does it mean? If it's built into the wall, so it doesn't really, it's not technically walled in, it's still considered to be like a house of a Yerchoima. And therefore, that loch is that it doesn't go back to Yoivo after the year permanently belongs to the buyer.
I'm not sure it falls under the category of what is typically called creek sieve. It's more like a tikkun sofer, which is different.
How is it a tikkun sofer?
Because tikkun sofer doesn't mean they actually correct or make a change to the text. It means it depends upon a drasha. The darshan is based upon how it...
What it could have said otherwise.
Yes.
Maybe. That makes sense. I just took Riyuk because he brings that down from... He brings that from the Pnei Moshe. But could be. Yeah, could be. Okay, fine. All right. Rishalayim Elech Acharnov. You don't have the header, but the Yerushalayim go after the foliage. Amrei Bechina, Bechina modifies this, and I'm not so happy with this modification, but neither is the Gemara. Amrei Bechina v'ushala derech hanof. It's only if you got up there through the nof. Meaning, this is Yerushalayim. You climbed up like this. Right, then it's still exempt from, it's still considered, still redeemable, the fruit. But if you went in, and then went up the tree, and then went out again, then in that case, already Maitreshen can't be redeemed. Why? Shekvar kolto ikar, right? Because already it was absorbed by being inside by the trunk. Masnisa the Beis Shammai. Now our mission is going like Beis Shammai. Why is our mission going like Beis Shammai? The Tznina Tamon, we learned over there, Beis Shammarim hakol klifnim. Beis Shammai says everything is like the inside. Now, this means...
Still not happy with this. Just give me a second here.
He's talking about a case like this. The Shammai is talking about a case. It's not our book, Mark. It's not a case. Here's the wall of Yerushalayim. And here you have, in the wall, built into the wall, you have... This is the inside of the wall. You have here an olive press. What's the status of the olive press? It's outside the wall. Since the door is open, since the opening is into the city, it has the status of the city. That's the Beshamai hold. So, but it's similar, real similar idea. But here there's only one doorway, so regardless of whether the door is open or closed, that's the way you have to get in and out. So it's usually, what? It's an extension of the city. So our mission is like Beshamai. The thing that I'm Shami or Mim, Koklifnim, everything which is on the outside is like the inside. Now, I don't know exactly what the comparison is. I'm not happy about this. He's saying the Rabbi Chanino says that if you go through, if you go up the trunk into the foliage, it's like inside. That's like Shami who says that this is like the inside. I don't like the comparison.
The branch is an extension of the tree.
Yeah, but here you actually went inside the city. It's not because the branch is an extension of the tree, it's because you went inside the city that you're chayiv. Right? So that's what I don't like here. Unless I don't understand exactly what Rabbi Chinna meant by Helo Derech Hanoif. Olo Derech Iker. What, do you have the same use of Olo Derech Iker? The line before. What? I'm actually the Vusha Derech Hanofori after that. Yeah. Right, so that's what I understand. I mean, it's not comparable at all because in this case you went up actually through the trunk. I don't understand what the comparison is. In other words, here it's Pasha. Here it's Pasha since you went up like this through the city. Of course it's going to be. Of course you're not going to be able to redeem it anymore. I don't know. You understand my problem? Everybody see my problem? Not comparable case? Okay, be that as it may, let's go further. Tani, yechzias anobi yifnim. What happens if you've twisted the foliage around? Right? The foliage is extending out. You've twisted inside the city. Kulu chifnim. So it's as if it's inside the city now, so it doesn't matter, right? Vasi kahan tano kadmaya de Beis Shammai. And this statement, this braisa, is going like the previous statement, which is the statement of Beis Shammai, which is that kol chifnim, everything is like the inside. Meaning that the Beis Shammai says that we don't go after right. Truth is, I don't know where Basil argues on this, but I don't. The whole thing is cryptic to me because it sounds like it's only Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, but it seems to me it's also Beis Hillel. I mean, at least I don't know where Beis Hillel argues. But Beis Shammai says that if you twist, let's say you had the exact opposite case, you took this foliage and extended it out like this. Somehow you bended the tree in two. All right? So in that case, also Beis Shammai would say the foliage is originally inside the city and is now outside, is exempt. Because right now, when you pluck the fruit off the tree, it's outside the city. So that's just saying, that where we put the foliage is what determines the foliage's status at that time and at that place. That's where the Beis Shammai also said that wherever the foliage is, that's the status of the foliage. Okay? With the one exception, which again is where you went in and when you went up and through the ikar. All right, that's all there is to it. So, looks more complicated than it is. The bottom of the main question which I remain with, though, is again, I don't understand how this case of the tree is comparable to the case of the olive press. All right, let's
say you use the tree, which is inside the city, to get to.
You're saying it's all used as a ladder. So you weren't covering yourself in Yerushalayim. Maybe. Certainly better than anything I said. But maybe. All right. Says the let's go to the next paragraph. Hakovish, somebody who cooks. Well, kovish is pickle, excuse me. Vasholi cooks. Vamuleach or salt besode chayev. You do it out in the field. You're already chayev and shulis mice. You may not snack anymore. Hamachmir ba'adama. If, however, you put the fruits in the ground to get warm, didn't actually cook it. Hametabel basode, or you dip your food in salt or salt water, but that doesn't make you chayev and shulis mice. Hapotezes, if you crack open olives, sheyetz man asraf in order to get out the bitter sap. Potter, you still are allowed to snack. Hasochet tzeitzim absoro chai potter. If you squeeze olives to get the oil in your flesh, you're exempt. Why? Because it's still not considered to be gemar melacha. However, imsochad v'nasa tochio. So what if I squeeze an olive into my hand like this? Chayv. That gives you chayv. Why is that? Because it's going to be later, and the Gemara is going to discuss it. The Gemara says your hand becomes like a sister, and a sister is tantamount to miruach. So therefore, you squeeze an olive out into your hand, then you can no longer snack.
What?
I don't think so. Yeah. Ah, so that's flat. This is when he cups his hand a little bit. It's a nice deal. Not bad.
The distinction depends on what the purpose is. Because for Sochet al Yado, it could be used for purposes of eating or whatever. Or Basaro, it's like medication.
Yeah, but it seems like oil which you're going to use for anointing yourself also is Chayav and Shulis HaMaaser. That's what it seems from here. So that's why it seems to be an issue, I think. Okay. Any what we call mini miruach. any making a pile or making a collection, that's already, yeah. Or processing. Right, oh, the Reish of the Mishnah, yeah, it's processing. Yes, any processing. Okay, and that's even out in the field. Hamakbil atavshil. It's like, if you put wine into a dish, litavshil is like in the dish, potter. That's okay. You can still snack on it. The wine is wine of Tevel. There, but you put it into what the Gemara is later going to tell us is an empty pot. Chayav, then you can no longer snap nation kabar katan. A pot is like a mini miruach. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Uar Tevel. Fire gives the status of Tevel. No, do we skip? We're the old Mishnah, right? Suzuki, you with us? Uar Tevel. Fire makes the tevel, you can no longer snack. Melech, salt of elos, makes the tevel, you can no longer snack. Mekach, purchase the tevel. Truma, if you took off truma, not meisers, too bad. You gotta take off meisers now. Once you start, you cannot stop. Shabbos, tovelos. Shabbos comes, you can no longer snack. Chatzav eser shmir meir, if it gets into a guarded courtyard, tevel, you can no longer snack. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, chatzav u'mekach v'shabbos. All these things, ain't on toichel. They're not kovei for meiser. They don't deprive you the right to snack. The right's only the rabbanon. Rabbi Yavishar Mishloki said, "Hamechuber shkulan, the clearest of them all, meaning one of them is doraisa, which is that zuchotzer beis hashmir, the safeguarded courtyard." Time we learn.
Yeah. Shabbos
requires you to. Shabbos enters, no longer snack. Yes, but you know this from the brisker chumrah. What's the brisker chumrah, which is derived from this? We discussed it last cycle. We discussed it this cycle in Brach. What's the brisker chumrah derived from this? You know the soul of Achix? Shabbos is koveya. Makes it permanent, set. I'll give it away to you guys, but I'm embarrassed. Kriya Suda.
That's not at the class. That doesn't come into the class.
Still nothing. The briskers don't eat cake on Shabbos.
Right.
Yes. Briskers don't eat cake. Because they always have to watch on cake. Because there's an obscure Rishon that says, just like, I think it's Rabbi Rochosim, but just not so obscure. But just like you have to, just like the can't snack on Shabbos, vis-a-vis Truma Sumaisis, there's no such thing as a snack of cake. Every time you have cake on Shabbos, it is a Kriya Suda. It's derived from this halacha. Okay? What? Okay? You're not you're a plebeian, but they themselves don't have it. Okay, no offense. It's probably, I'm sure he even lets his wife have it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Says more further. Tanya, we learned. Hakoyvish achich bosh kol tzarko. When pickling, when is it considered to be chayav in Trumas u'Maaser? Only if it's completely pickled. Hashoylik achich shel kol tzarko. When you cook it, is that to be completely cooked or become chayav in Trumas u'Maaser or not? Nishmini min adot. So from this case, the time we looked at a brayso, hamavim shibolim buur. Somebody singes grain in fire, nitbalu. So already it's tevel, you no longer snack. So we see clearly even partial cooking. Says more below kachinim chusarim melacha. No, even without that, they're completely finished. Right? They're completely finished anyway. So as opposed to over here, aydeya ur shaniyahi. But here we want to say that without them being completely finished, by the fire itself, shikamar melachto. We want to say the fire completes the work. That's our shiloh. Of course, when you singe grain, which is otherwise complete, it's been completely processed, then that's going to make it chayim Jewish mice. That could be a clincher. Our question, we don't have that clincher. It's not completely processed. But out in the field, while you're harvesting, you took some of the grain, just harvested and cooked it. What's its status then? That's our shiloh. Okay? Vaidomra, And this teaches us that where it says that you're singeing the grain, it makes the chayim and trumas of maisos. How we know that's the case? Or the tankos or the brayso? Hichni shibolim la lebeso. If you brought grain into your house, lochla mi lilos, in order to make them into eat them as raw grain, slightly singed, nitblu their tevel. Lassus me misa, but if your intent is to continue working with them, in order to make from them a dough, lo nitblu, so then they're not considered to be tevel, meaning you can still snack from them until they're a dough. So that which we say, that if they're slightly singed, then in that case already it's makabel tuma. That's only not makabel truma. That's chayiv and truma sumaisrus. That's only if it comes in the house or after some other point of full processing. Okay. Now Gemara is going to come back to this in a few lines. Kavash v'sholok shlomi das b'alim. I go and I take your fruit and I or your vegetables or your legumes and I pickle it or cook it without your acquiescence. Plukta the Rabbi Yechonon v'reish lakish is a machlokes Rabbi Yechonon v'reish lakish. This pogum, who had a machlokes. Ha-me-mareach kel yoshu chaveru, somebody who does mirach on his friend's payol. Shalom midaito, without his friend's consent. Rabbi Yechonon mar nitbo. Too bad. Tough luck. It's not chayim and trumas amaisers. Reish lakish mar lo nitbo, it's not. So the same thing over here. Rabbi Yehuda said, no comparison. Tama, there. Iev shar lo shalol mareach. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, so what if Reuven did it instead of Shimon? Somebody's going to do it eventually. So therefore, if Reuven did it, Shimon did it, then it doesn't make a difference. Here, the guy who came from the outside started pickling. Who says the Baal Bos want to pickle it? So therefore, in this case, he's take exempt. He can still continue to snack. Because I say, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, there says he's chayev. That's because it's inevitable that it's going to be miruach. But there was no inevitability of the pickling, and therefore the pickling does not etch in stone a prohibition on snacking. Okay, so far so good. Shoka b'shus hekdesh. Person cooks. Not a person, the gizbar. Anybody, doesn't matter. Person cooks when it belongs to hekdesh. Upado, then redeem it. You bring it to your courtyard. Beis Shamir, which is safeguarded. Mao, what's that locha? Does everybody understand the sequence?
No, I understand. Where's it? It's Bershus Hekdesh. He gave it up for possession.
You're Makdish the tomato. And the kids from the Beis Hamikdash cooked it. Then you redeemed the tomato. And he wanted to take, and he took it home to your chatzar. So what's its status? Is it kavua vis-a-vis trumas u'maisos now or not? Hekdesh is exempt from trumas u'maisos, right? So that truly, the question is where that potters it after, at that point. So it says, well, daiti a very interesting gemara. Al daiti reish lakish, nitba. Reish lakish, but when you get home and put it into your courtyard, it becomes tevil. And you can no longer snack on that. You know why? Because zu toich of zu ein Torah. Cooking is not a it doesn't make a chayim trumas u'maisos, the rice, only the rabbanon. Coming into the courtyard, which is safeguard, according to Reish Lakish, said mechuver bekulan, said chotzer bezer shmiro, he owes that to the rice. So the fact that Ekdesh cooked it, which is only a rabbinic chiyuv, done in the hands of Ekdesh, cannot preclude the subsequent doraisa preparation of bringing it to your chatzar. So therefore, the doraisa overwhelms the drabonon, and in this case, according to Reish Lakish, you now have to snack on it. One answer is your yard. Okay, that's according to Reish Lakish. That's because till now, midoraisa was neutral. Only the rabbanon was the cooking significant act. Meaning the rice was neutral. So there, when it enters the yard, like anything else that enters the yard, it becomes chayev. And you can no longer snack. But al daitit Rabbi Yechon lo nitbal. But according to Rabbi Yechon, the taka doesn't become tevil. Ever. You can still always snack at it. Because the oaths are both the rabbanon. That cooking makes it chayev, and that entering the courtyard makes the chayev of both rabbanon. So therefore, since one of the drabbanons was done in a way which exempts, because it was done by Hekdesh, the subsequent Rabbanan does not have the power to restore the prohibition on snacking. It's a beautiful lumbus, right? Okay, it's only if the second one's the Raisa that it overwhelms the Rabbanan, but not if both are on a par as the Rabbanan. Okay? Hechlisu chotzer beis hashmicha, b'shus Hekdesh. You put it into a courtyard of under Hekdesh's auspices. Kado, then redeem it. Ushloko, and you cook it. Divra kol nitbal. Everybody agrees that in that case, it's teva. You're no longer allowed to snack. Why is that? Korah went into a courtyard into under Hekdesh's domain, and that definitely should exempt it from here on in from any chiyuv. We should be continuously allowed to snack. So he says a beautiful thing. The Gemara say intimates a beautiful thing. What chutz is mechayev? Only chutz which has an owner who's safeguarding it. Hekdesh doesn't own. Hekdesh doesn't own courtyards. Right. Maybe you can use that. But that's the idea. Hekdesh doesn't have a din of this bringing into a courtyard because it's not. They don't own it in the sense that a human being owns it and preserves it. Right. And Hekdesh doesn't have courtyards. That's what we're saying. Okay? Says more. That's obvious. Nothing took place in Shulz HaNekdesh. Of course, later on, when it enters your courtyard or you cook it, you're going to be Chayim Shuvas HaMaisers. That's not the question. This is the question. A more complicated question. Higdishoy Ushloko, you're Makdish it. That you cooked it a little bit. V'ichnisu l'chatzar beitz hashmira, and you put it into a chatzar with safeguarded. Pido, you redeemed it. Ushloka, then he cooked it more. He finished cooking it. What's the halach in that case? So says the Gemara, divrei hakol nitba. Everybody holds that in that case it becomes teva. Why? Because the interruption in the middle. Well, the fact that Hekdesh cooked it a little bit, and the fact that it went to the Hekdesh's courtyard, neither of meaningful, because Hekdesh has no courtyard. And besides that, what makes it chayiv a chubus ha'maisus by cooking? This goes back to the question we had before. Only the end of the process, and the end of the process is already in a regular person's hand, and therefore, at that point, snacking becomes forbidden. Now ask more question, which is relevant to what we're learning in the morning in Kigo. Pidov et simko mau. It's an interesting thing. Hekdesh cooked it completely. They cooked it completely. Now, after Hekdesh cooked it, you took it and you continued to cook it. And it's mitstamek v'yofeloi. It's like chulant. Chulant, the more you cook it, the better it is. So it's completely cooked, but you continue to cook it. Is that going to now be mechayiv in a truma sumaisus or not? We say it's fully cooked, that's it. It was fully cooked in the hands of Hekdesh. Cooking cannot be a factor now, causing mechayiv. That's one side. The other side is no. Since it gets better and better and better over time, like the cholent left overnight. So therefore, maybe the fact that now I'm continuing the process makes it chayiv, and of course the Gemara does not resolve ever that kind of question. Why the question is what the status of its stomach the upper low is. What the status of which gets better over time? Is that it like additional cooking, or it's like considered after the fact? That's really the Gemara is asking. Okay. Says more in Tamara or Toiva. We're going to say fire. Fire of this sort, this kind of fire, where first you have cooking and then you have continued cooking, the mitzvah v'yofelo, where it's getting better over time, that makes it tevel. In other words, that's considered to be the tzimuk in the hands of a Jew. Makes it regular Jew. Makes it tevel. Itamar again. Itamar or tevel or ur poiter. So then, I would say that also, if you did it the other way, in other words, Hekdesh did this cooking and then was continued to cook it, then it's exempt, right? Itamar ain't or tevel. if you're going to say that this type of cooking after the fact, in other words, continuously heating it or continuously keeping it at boil, doesn't make it chayev, right? Doesn't make it tevel. Ain't or pointed that a pekdish did the same thing. It doesn't make it exempt either. Okay? So it's really the question is whether tzimuk, what the status of tzimuk is, or whatever the status of tzimuk is, continue cooking by a heck, by a hedyot, by a kamar, that'll apply to hekdish as well. Okay? Rabbi Yuri asked. Right. We don't answer. Rabbi Yirmiya boy. Rabbi Yirmiya asks a question like this. Tigno basada mau. What are you fried it out in the field? Says Amara, what's the question? Blokate. Without any other issues. Ain't or a toivel? It's being cooked. Fried, cooked, what's the difference? Tevel. Says Amara, no. This is Rabbi Yirmiya question, right? Ilu efshar the lo mitan gabe moshach. If it's something which can be fried without oil. Wait, who would tell you about Rabbi Yirmiya's question is, you talk chmeis, French fries, which really have to be fried in oil. And you fry them out in the field without oil, right? What's the status then? Is that considered cookie and it's mechayim? Or is it not considered kederach cookie because it was without oil in your example? No, it was continued to be allowed to snack. So good kash, okay? Of course, the Gemara doesn't resolve it. Rabbi Yossi b'shem kano, Omar. Rabbi Yossi b'shem kano said, Om Rabbi Yoina, name Rabbi Yoina. Tani Rav Tachlafta ben Shol. Rav Tachlafta ben Shol. Rav Tachlafta ben Shol said, us... You don't have that?
We have a coffee
shop. No. Oh. Sounded significant. Also, a hetzev besoder. Toivel. A guy starts reclining in the field. Makes Pesach night seder in the field. That's it. He can no longer snack. It's considered to be a kibbutz. Im lo yisev eino toivel. But if he didn't recline, so it's not tevel, and he continued to snack. Eis ways of shul toivel, what's considered to be a reclining where you can no, where it's can no longer snack? It's not just enough that he reclines, indeed. Besides that, he also needs wine. Kol sheyesh bo yayin. What's reclining without some wine? Cuts of less of a lo yisev. What if he decided to recline, but he didn't get a chance to recline? They have to eat standing up and sitting. But he did intend to incline. Is intention enough to make them chayev and shubas and maizos and no longer snack or not? The Gemara doesn't resolve it. Tanya, we learned. Hashum, do you have this? Hashum shalai, garlic and cress. Shashalkam besod, if you ground them out in the field, make garlic chips. You have chayel too? I don't have chayel, right. Okay, mustard, same idea. Hashalkam besod, nikblu, do we come to... They do become tevel, right? Now it says more, no, it's not so important. Akidum b'shum shel tevel. This is about garlic of tevel, shishokam b'shem b'shechun, which you ground into oil. Well, it's not just ground garlic, but you ground the garlic into oil. Grind the garlic into oil, that makes it chayim. It's considered to be a kvitz. Well, what about shum shechun, shishokam b'sada shem shel tevel? What about if you have regular garlic and you ground that garlic into oil, which is tevel? Is the oil now considered to be kavua or not? And the chord should be reflexive. I don't know why it's not. But the more it does come to resolution. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the Gemara, what's bugging the Gemara. Maybe that's the issue. Tafel nikar. Since it's a tafel, the garlic, ground and garlic can be mechayev. It's good. Okay. Rabbi Zia, Rabbi Chia Barashi, B'shem, Chav, they both said, Esh kosh shesach to lekoitz. If you have a cluster of grapes that you squeeze into a cup, nitva. So that's considered to be tevel. Lata, because that's kfius to a drink. Latampo, if you squeeze it into a pot full of food, lo nitva, it's not considered to be a kfius because it gets absorbed into the food. So it loses its significance, and therefore it's not, you can still snack from it without the chumusumites. Yeah, but not at home, that's its home. This is only on the field. It's only on the field. Hamakpel atavshu. If you don't have that. If you remove this, if you put it into, says Mar, I'm just gonna skip that, header. Below kachena or a toivel, I don't say if it's toivel into a cooked dish. Isn't the cooking in and of itself? going to make it kavua, right, even out in the field. So there's more of a tavshil tzoyner. We're talking about where it's a cold dish, not a hot dish. So it's a cold dish with no cooking. So therefore, since the wine gets absorbed, and he continues to be exempt from Shumas Umayis, he continues to snack. Likter chayef. You put it into a pot, you're chayef. Oh, you don't have that header, right? Oh, you do? Amrei b'lo likter rekonis b'masi. It's only if you put it into an empty pot. Because you put it into a full pot, it gets absorbed in the food. But this way, but you put an empty pot, that's why it has significance. Like squeezing into the cup. Mastisa loam rakay. Did our Mishnah tell us this? I don't need Rabbi Elazar for this. Our Mishnah says, Hamak bela tavshu pot, if you squeeze it into the dish, you continue to be exempt because it gets absorbed. Look there, but if you cook and put it into a pot, chayab neshu kabor kotna because it's like a small, meaning miruach, it's like a small gathering in a cistern. Well, bor cotton, bor means a bor rake, ain't bo mine, right? Didn't have anything in it to begin with. Okay, halacha beis. Tinoikas, children, shatam lutenim l'shabas, who put figs in the ground, but they hid them from before Shabbos.
Yeah. Bor cotton, not a deep one?
No, shallow one, yeah. But it's mini, means mini. Yeah.
Isn't it like the term boar, does it automatically mean 10 animals?
I mean, that's what they put on cotton, maybe. That's what you're saying, right?
Sounds like a...
Yeah, boar in the Zikin is always 10 animals. So I don't think that's true, 10 fachin. But I don't think that's true by wine, a boar of yain. Yeah, 10 fachin, not 10 animals. 10 fachin. But I don't think it's true by a boar of wine. A boar of wine is just whatever storage that facility you have. Okay. Tinokas, what time do you guys have? Terrible. All right, so I'm not going to start the next ritual, so we'll take it tomorrow. It's frivolous to start it now. Stop here.